This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, for the record, I just want to get everybody just to relax just a little bit. I want to remind you the stupidity that I see over the last couple days, especially, again, coming from those that don't believe what the mainstream media promulgates. Boy, I'll tell you what, they surely don't believe what they have to say, but they are sure directly responsible for acting in such a fashion that lines up with everything that the CIA mainstream media has to say, isn't it? It's called holding the truth in unrighteousness, and it's called hypocrisy. They pretend to be one thing, but when the fire comes, friends, they're completely different than what their profession is it not? Yes. We see this all day long. Hey, folks, let me say this. Over the last couple days, we've heard, we've seen. The only place, friends, that we've seen any hysteria come out of are those people that are sitting in front of the television set. It was business as usual yesterday. It was business as usual today. The only place that this pandemonium, friends, is coming from is what the media is inducing right now. Okay? Now, just keep in mind, we did a show just this last week sharing with you that this has been going on in this country for a long time. In the 1960s, we had Vietnam. In the 1970s, we had the energy crisis. AIDS, the war in Lebanon, Grenada, Libya, in the 1980s, Panama, Gulf War, Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, illegal drug wars, and in the 1990s, right? And then in the 2000s, we had the Afghan War again, the Iraqi War, the Syrian War, Y2K, remember that? Remember how everything was just going to fall apart? Remember Y2K was going to destroy everything? You remember this, friends? Who was responsible for that? Was there any retractions? Absolutely not. But again, we judge the media by their fruit as well. Were they correct in what they were reporting? Absolutely not. Friends, who is responsible for creating the hysteria? They were. The pandemonium. They were. Right? False flags. They were. In 2001, it was anthrax was going to kill us. In 2002, we had the West Nile virus, which was going to kill us. In 2003, SARS was going to kill us. And then 2005, the bird flu was going to kill us. In 2006, E. coli was going to kill us. In 2008, the financial collapse is going to destroy us. Remember this? And then in 2009, the swine flu was going to kill us. In 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world. Yep, I remember all of this. 2013, the North Korean people are responsible for, namely their government, the cause of World War III. Remember this? I remember it too. 2014, Ebola virus was going to kill us. 2015, ISIS was going to kill us. 2016, Zika virus was going to kill us. Now in 2020, what are we dealing with today? The coronavirus is going to kill us. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 21. Read Amos, the whole book, friends. Read the whole book of Amos. There's 9 chapters. Okay? Do yourself a favor, because what you'll see is this is happening to a disobedient nation. That's what's happening here. Okay? And who's creating all of this? Governments and, friends, hand in glove with the lying CIA-controlled media. What happens when you deal with both of those? You wouldn't have this hysteria going on today, would you? No, nope, not in any sense of the word. Who's manufacturing many of these crises? Again, I just want to make sure, friends, because I'm not negating the possibilities of a genuine virus here. Again, although I am laying to your candor, I am, by my own person, friends, am questioning its origins and its authenticities, and I suggest that you do the same thing considering their track record. Okay? I also want you to think of this. Okay? We're going to be talking about sickness versus choice today, but I just wanted to kind of tee this up concerning what's going on here. The government's now looking out for the good of the people in this country. Since when? I'm just curious. Come on. I'm just talking to people that haven't thought this through. The government is now looking out for the good of the people. They're looking out for our safety, friends. Really? They're looking out for our safety and our security now. Since when? I mean, just a couple weeks ago, friends, we found out that they wanted to open up the floodgates to more Middle Easterners that want to conquer America. 18 states, to be exact. They're looking out for our good. Weren't it the said representatives that are alluring them in to America? I thought they were looking out for our good, for our safety, right? By the way, isn't this the same government that sanctions the murder of innocent babies in the womb by desensitizing you into believing that it's called a choice when God said that he hates hands that shed innocent blood? Proverbs 6:17, and thou shalt not kill, found in Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Yeah, it's the same government. Wait a second, I thought that they're looking out for the good of us, friends. Isn't this the same government trying to disarm us right now, friends, in a time of terror? Why, in fact, it is, friends. Isn't this the same government that sends your boys to fight for unconstitutional wars? Oh, it is. But I thought they were looking out for our good, right? Isn't this the same government that sprays down chemtrails upon the masses on a global scale? Why, guess what, friends? It is the same government. Namely, and I'm talking about in America right now, but it is happening on a global basis. Isn't this the government that is attempting, you just heard it on the break a couple of moments ago, that are testing vaccinations for the coronavirus? Now, did I not tell you on Saturday, friends, we're going to know what the pill is in this jam very shortly? Because what we want to know is who's responsible for the crisis. Well, that's all you have to do is look to who is profiting from the crisis. Okay? Overseas right now, they are actually pushing forth mandatory vaccinations. And you better know that that's coming to America, friends. And if you keep acting like a bunch of sheeple to a government that doesn't know how to tell you the truth, you're only adding strength to how far they're going to push this. Either you're going to put the stop and the kibosh on this, or you're going to stand up and you're just going to go right along with everything that's going on. And what I'm seeing right now through the media, not firsthand, through the media, I see people falling in line. When I see it for myself with my own eyes, I don't see it at all. So you need to understand that it's the media that is pushing this, friends, getting and wanting everybody to believe that everybody's just going along. I'm here to tell you, no, not everybody's going along. I can tell you right now, arms are going up. They're skyrocketing. Their sales, ammunition, they're skyrocketing. Their sales are going up right now. Why? Because more people are awake to what's going on here, friends, than aren't. Okay? So I say it's time for you to shut the television off. I also want understand that the president may be calling for martial law sometime today. Well, I suggest to the president and his family to go buy a kite. And when I'm done with this broadcast, I'd like to watch him go fly it, because for me and my house, we serve the Lord. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, you can watch us live on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. You can join us on live chat right now. We got faithful friends over there doing so. Love to see what their input is, as well as yours. You can also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and check us out on live YouTube over there as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, or BeforeIt'sNews.com. I also wanted to let you know that if you want to call in, please do. Love to hear your perspective or what may be going on in your backyard. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. I was just talking about during this first segment, friends, the hysteria, the pandemonium that your media and your government have fueled since the 1960s, since I've been on this planet, decade after decade, friends, year after year, month after month, week after week, and day after day, it's the same thing. We're being barraged, friends. We're being inundated with propaganda. And it's always fear-based to drive us to more government control. And it's exactly what we're seeing here today. Now, again, I want to make clear that I'm not negating the possibilities of something being out there. I'm not doing that. But I want to tell you this. I believe the Word of God. And I talked about this on Saturday as well. But I believe the Word of God that no weapon formed or fashioned against us should prosper, for our righteousness is of you. And I also know that Scripture tells us, friends, that we've been given power over all of this in Jesus' name, to those that are empowered by Him. Okay? And I also know, friends, that Scripture tells us clearly, friends, that the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. Either we're going to believe the Word of God or we're not. That's me. That's for me and my house, okay? We're believers here, and we trust the living God. And again, what we do, Jesus continuously tells us how we're supposed to judge people. Well, how do we judge the media? They don't know how to tell us the truth. Who's the one creating this crisis right now more than the media? Nobody is, friends. I mean, this is what bothers me to no end. And again, what really bothers me is when I see the hypocrisy of the American people that, again, 94% say they don't believe the media. Well, where did you get your information? Why are you out at the grocery store right now? Why are you buying toilet paper? Why are you buying all the eggs up and all the milk up, huh? I just want to know. Why are you freaking out right now? Well, because the media said. Well, wait a second. You just told me you didn't believe them. Listen, this is the modern day Psalm 23. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the path of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. And although I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interpretation, for the TV is with me. Its cable and remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with consumerism and humanism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Friends, Scripture is clear. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 6:17, and read it to the end of the chapter. Okay? When you go to James 4:4, friendship with the world is enmity with God. If you call yourself a believer, let me ask you. Amos 3:3 tells us, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? Do you agree with the media? No. Well, then how is it that you're walking with them? How is it that you're parodying their message if you don't believe what they have to say? King David said in Psalm 101 verse 3, I will set no wicked things before mine eyes. And what are we seeing? You know, it's interesting. This weekend, we were downtown Minneapolis. Went and got a car wash. Went into a car wash. There just happens to be a bunch of Americans there that came from Mexico. Okay, couldn't speak a lick of English. By the way, very cool people. I've known them for 15 years. Okay, not a one of them was freaked out. I want you to listen to me carefully. Not a one of those individuals from Mexico that couldn't speak English, not a one of them was freaked out. They were all working. You know why they weren't freaked out? Because they don't understand the language on the television set. Did you hear what I said? My son talked to his grandmother yesterday. She was bringing up a lot of these issues that are going on across America concerning coronavirus as well. And I told my son to tell her, I said, the only people that are freaking out right now are the ones that are sitting in front of their television set. And there's not a lot of them, is there? But when you go to the store, you can see that there's a lot of people out there. They're not freaking out. It's business as usual. But you can see them buying up the same things that the media has told them that they should get. You know, for us, it was a normal weekend. How about you? We trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We lean not to our own understanding. And in all of our ways, we acknowledge Him. And the Bible says that He will direct our path. It's also interesting to note, friends, the churches were closed this Sunday. I said to my wife, I said, look at the message these unbelievers are giving to the world. This is not the government's business. This is the church's business. Churches shutting down. The government coming in and telling you how many people cannot assemble and how many can. Just like I said during the last of the last segment, friends, this president, he can go ever and do whatever he wants to say. He can do all of that, friends. But at the end of the day, my message to the president of the United States of America is he can go buy himself and his family a kite, because he can go fly it. Because if he thinks he's going to quarantine me, if he thinks for one moment that we're not going to run business as usual in life, he is sadly mistaken. But you know, the sad fact of the matter is, friends, all the prophets, the false prophets of the day, they're leading them right, they're corralling them right, and they're teeing it up for what government is doing today. Am I wrong or am I right? I hold to Scripture, friends. I hold to the Rock of Ages. I don't go with every sway of doctrine or what they have to say or what these people over here have to say or what these people over here have to say. I'm not moved by none of that. I'm moved by what I believe. I'm moved by what I believe. And what I believe is I believe the living God. I believe that He is who He says. The Lord put this in me, and I want to tell you this. No devil in hell is going to take it out of me. Christians, I have a question for you. How is it that you are talked out of your faith this weekend? Again, this is your business. Churches being shut down. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, Christians, and from the noisome pestilence. The Bible says he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. What? His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Does that belong to me? The Bible says that we're joint heirs with Christ. The Bible also tells me that I'm not to be conformed to the world. I'm to be transformed by the renewing in my mind by the word of God, not by the word of a bunch of liars, Americans. My goodness. My goodness. I seen a brand new post this morning. It was a little boy looking up at his mother. And he said, "How come we didn't go out and buy 46 cases of toilet paper, Mommy?" And Mommy looking down on her and said, "Because we're not sheep-minded, low IQ morons. That's why, sweetie. That's why, sweetie. When are we going to get this right? Who's creating all this hysteria? The media is." Oh, by the way, I have some audio here for you. Listen to this guy who interrupts a live broadcast, points his finger at the camera and the reporter to blame them for the coronavirus hysteria. This is the voice of America right now.
Trucks are coming and going. Okay, now there's somebody who's being them. We'll talk to you guys a little bit later.
It's your fault that people are freaking out here. You all are the ones that are at fault. This is
you're
no worse than
the 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm reacting to other people.
Well, you don't have to react.
Goodbye.
Well, no, call your
your fault. Your editor.
Thank you.
You're all the scum of the earth. I don't even blame the country. I don't blame them at all. They did everything right. It's you all that are hyping things up. Goodbye. Have a good morning.
Right during a live broadcast, right in the center of the live broadcast, the man just walks right up to the camera. The reporter, the useful idiot, you know, just parroting what the teleprompter is telling her to say. And this is happening at the same time, simultaneously from the left coast to the right coast, from the north to the south coast, okay, friends? And it's interesting. And I'm talking about borders on the north and the south, by the way. But it was interesting that this guy just got so sick and tired that he just walked up to them and started blaming them for what they're creating. How many times have they done this, America? How many times have they done this? Keep your powder dry, friends. You know, the best way to maintain peace is prepare for war, because we're in it right now. Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Sons of LibertyMedia.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Senate returns to work in Washington, D.C. on Monday to take up the House-passed coronavirus relief package, senators are already discussing a second round of economic stimulus. Lawmakers are discussing ideas such as a tax rebate, a payroll tax cut, and small business grants and loans. Republican Senator Rand Paul also floated the idea on Twitter that tax payments due to the IRS be pushed back to July 15th with no interest or penalties incurred for people paying late. The White House is also weighing options to help the airline industry. Speaking at the White House, Chief Economist Larry Kudlow says this virus will be an issue for airlines for a matter of months, not years.
It's not so much a bailout. Airlines are a key channel in the economy, point number one. Point number two, this is more, in our view, a liquidity help.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Little surprised. What are your thoughts as to what's going on? What's happening in your backyard? 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know you can watch us over on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also pick up 13 different articles concerning what is happening. We are exposing what the CIA-controlled mainstream media is not sharing through omission, friends. With that said as well, friends, go over to beforeitsnews.com. And watch us live on there, on YouTube there as well, 1-866-582-9933. On Saturday, I talked about the coronavirus. What does all of the fear drive you towards? The government's answers or the Lord's resolve? Well, we can see the government came in and shut down the churches. They have no business doing that in any sense of the word. Isn't it interesting? Also on Saturday, we were talking about the 35 jihadi camps. CNN did an outstanding report through Anderson Cooper on that of 2009, the same thing with Sean Hannity of Fox News. CNN apparently blurted the truth out in their confusion, but they did a good job of doing it. But they talked about the 35 jihadi camps on American soil. And we were also told from the individual that was exposing these camps that they were told that they have a constitutional right to be here on American soil. Wow, isn't that crazy? Now you see that same government come in now as if to suggest they care about what the Constitution has to say. By the way, did you hear during the break they're passing bills right now? Right? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Hello? You listening, friends? They're talking about mandatory vaccinations. They're talking about martial law and military law. Who's doing that? The military or the mainstream media is promoting all this, right? They're inciting this. They're inducing this, inducing the hysteria, the pandemonium that we see out there, the fear that's being pushed on the people. But what's interesting to know, friends, is I just brought up scripture. That's my job. I'm a preacher. Mark 16, 17 through 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, not magnify the devil. They shall speak with new tongues, 1 Corinthians 12. They shall take up serpents, not tempting God, and they shall drink. If they do drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. them, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, and the church is shut down this Sunday. This is why people don't believe what they have to say. This is why they become a reproach. This is why they're an embarrassment to true Christianity, because they're not ashamed. Again, if the fear pushes you to the dependency of man or government intervention, such as corralling you into mandatory vaccinations, you're gonna reap the curse. On the other hand, if it pushes you towards the Lord, you will reap the blessings. I just want you to know that. I want to highlight this. We're sticking to the topic right now, friends, coronavirus. Isn't it interesting that of all people, we see this, and I'm not taking a shot at them, tell the truth and shame the devil, if it applies. But isn't it interesting? Alex Jones has been nothing but a Donald Trump puppet for how long now? I just got to bring this up. Because many people believe that what he says is absolutely smack on. Alex has done a lot of good things. I'm not capping on Alex. I'm not undermining Alex. But I am calling Alex out for his hypocrisy. Since Donald Trump has been in office, and before he got into office, Alex Jones helped him do so. Okay? The last time I seen Alex get all worked up over that of Donald Trump was after when Donald Trump became the president of the United States of America. He did, on a Friday, attack Syria. Alex Jones got on television the next day. He was crying about it and saying we've been duped again by Donald Trump. You never heard a word about it. On Monday, it was as if they didn't do it at all, just for the record. It's the last time I seen Alex Jones go after Donald Trump. Okay? He's there to prop up Donald Trump. This is what I've seen. It's interesting today, Alex Jones is now stating that if Donald Trump declares martial law. Listen carefully, you worshipers of Donald Trump. If Donald Trump declares martial law, this would have never happened under Barack Hussein Obama. People would be going on with their lives, okay? They wouldn't even be paying attention to what Barack Hussein Obama has to say. If he had the coronavirus during his incumbency, they wouldn't even be paying attention to him. They'd be at the gun stores buying more guns and ammo. By the way, that is what's happening today. But Alex Jones in InfoWars says that they're prepared to file a lawsuit if Donald Trump declares martial law. Wait a second. Or interstate travel ban. He has no business doing that, friends. I'm kind of curious, though. I got to ask you, Alex. I thought Donald Trump could do no wrong. Why would you threaten him with a lawsuit? I wonder where all the false prophets are today that said and are stating to their people for years that you better get on the Donald Trump train or else this is what's going to happen. Are people beginning to wake up to Donald Trump? Is this in fact what is doing the awakening? Is this what's shaking them awake today, friends? I think so. But I just got to know, friends. And I can just hear one of Donald Trump's worshipers right now. You know what? Donald's looking out for us. Oh, is he? Well, that's interesting. Really. If he was, then why doesn't he have a task force the way he does for the coronavirus? Why doesn't he have a task force dealing with the illegals coming into the United States of America? Oh, wait a second. That's right. He's actually drawing and alluring them in with your tax dollars concerning terror-tied Muslims in the United States of America. Just ask Judicial Watch. And I am repeating this for a purpose. Yeah, he's looking out for the good of us. Yeah, he sure is. Now Donald Trump's people are starting to take a second look, and they're saying, wait a second. Alex is talking about a lawsuit. Where are those false prophets? Oh, they'll just kind of back out for a couple minutes until something worse happens, and then they'll back off farther. And guess what? Everybody's going to look at Bradley and they're going to say, you know what? That dude stuck to the word and he was right. No, Bradley's not right. The word of God is right. And the fact of the matter is, friends, that's the best place in the world to be, is sticking to the word of God. Yes, by the way, Donald Trump holds White House coronavirus task force briefing. Boy, isn't this interesting how this is taking precedent? Just all of a sudden out of nowhere. Isn't it interesting how they're forecasting everything out to a month and the American people are giving him the power to just go ahead and shut everything down, which will break the financial system sooner or later? Isn't that interesting how that works? Are people thinking for themselves right now? I really don't think they are. There is one lady that's thinking, though. She's a WAPO columnist. Do you know what she said? Trump's Trump, Donald Trump, Trump and Fox News are killing their supporters. Isn't that what I've said since day one? This is all aimed at you. This is all aimed at you. This is all, at the end of the day, aimed at you. Is that what's happening, friends? Yes, it is. Why? Because it's the perfect judgment of God upon a nation. He said, will there not be evil in a city and I have not done it? Read the book of Amos. Because you didn't do this, this is what I'm going to do. Because you didn't do this, this is what I'm going to do. The book is filled with what the Lord warned the people to do, but if they failed to do it, he would do it again and again and again and again. This is, in fact, judgment upon a disobedient nation, what you're seeing today. And this WAPO columnist just happened to see it for exactly what it was. Trump and Fox News are killing their own supporters. Yeah. They put up the administration as if he can do no wrong. And that whole time, friends, you're being undermined every step of the way. Again, holding to the word of God, the word told us, friends, are we listening? Because it's important that we do begin to listen. It's important that we begin to listen as to what's happening here, friends. Because none of the stuff that was prophesied by the false prophets is happening. Just the exact opposite. Read Deuteronomy 13. The Lord said, friends, he said, listen, they go on their own accord. What they're speaking to the people, I've never put it into their hearts, nor have I sent them. That's what you're seeing in the United States of America. The real prophets, friends, are telling you what you don't want to hear. And regardless if you don't want to hear it or not, it's just a matter of time before you're going to be forced to listen, either in this life or in the next. Let's make sure it happens in this life, because it's not the Lord's good pleasure that men perish. Okay? He wishes that all come to the knowledge of the truth. And if we understand, friends, the long-suffering of God brings about godly repentance. It's the goodness of God that leadeth us to repentance. Is it not good for God to continuously speak to us and share with us from His Word as to what's happening in our country? I can hear it loud as day and answer back right now. It's time. Repent, America. Repent. The message coming from the Lord God, the living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is repent, America. You have much to repent for. Take His moral law and put it up to you. Look in the mirror. See how you've broken it into 1,000 pieces. Let it drive you to the foot of Jesus Christ by the leading of the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. John 16:8. And then read 2 Corinthians 7:14. After you read Acts 20:21. Hey folks, I got to tell you, I was talking to somebody today and he was talking to me about how, you know, reading the verses. Well, listen, I'm doing what I can do. I have people all the time saying, Bradley, you need to do this, and Bradley, you need to do that, and Bradley, you need to do this. I got a question. What do you do? What's your part? The fact of the matter is I'm giving you scripture. I don't have these scriptures written down. It comes from my heart during the conversation we're having. Okay? It bubbles up. That's the scripture that we're supposed to go to. You're going to have to write it down and see what it has to say. If you want me to take time to go through every time I say those scriptures, folks, I'm going to have about half of the things that I have to say. So please pick up a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil and write down the scriptures as they come. 2 Corinthians 7:10 talks about the repentance of God. John 16 talks about how the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. When you go to Acts 20:21, it talks about repentance before God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. See, I can go through all these scriptures, even from memory, friends, because he's put it there. And the gifts of the Spirit are very much alive today, and it's important, again, that we all understand that. I don't know that I dare go off topic. Maybe we can pick up what we're going to talk about today, tomorrow. I was talking about weekend hysteria, and here we are. And the question that I lay to your candor is, who are you listening to? What are you listening to? Shut the television sets off, my friends. Shut them off. Do yourself a favor. And everyone around you, do them a favor too. Shut off the TV.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm just scanning the scene right now. We're sticking to the topic here. Denmark passes law enabling forced coronavirus vaccinations. Do you hear what I said? Remember I told you we're going to find out what the pill is in all of this jam shortly? Forced vaccinations in third world countries. Yeah, the smaller countries that they can do this to. They're going to have a problem with America, friends. But again, under the judgments of God, they just may not. In Denmark, they're forcing vaccinations. What's this all about? It's one of the things I was talking about during the last segment. Isn't it interesting how they can forecast to shut down a nation for 30 days and then to assume more control, overreaching, powers never delegated to it? To go ahead and plant, friends, you do know that in some states that they have military out in the streets, right? The National Guard, which are our brothers and sisters, right? Just keep that in mind. Why would they need the military out on the streets? Well, then again, if you look at how some of the people have acted, only the media delivers these reports. But have you seen the woman, there was three women that were fighting over rolls of toilet paper. Oh, and then they wonder why the kids act the way that they act. Wisdom is justified by her children, right? Luke 7:35. I mean, this is what they fuel. So what do? They take these three women fighting over toilet paper, and then they put it on the mainstream media, and then they broadcast it as if to suggest everybody is acting that way. So they can attempt to justify why they release the military on the streets. This is how they do what they do. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Well, what about William Randolph Hearst when he said, hey, listen, you furnish the pictures, I'll create the war. That's exactly right. It's exactly what they're doing, friends. And I've seen it a million times in my own case. Oh, my goodness. 50 times. They don't know how to tell the truth. But I'll tell you what. They sure do know how to stir up the people, don't they? They sure do. Forced vaccinations in Denmark. Whoa, what was this all about? It's from my understanding, it's more mild than a flu. Well, why such a big deal? Well, let's test the people. By the way, on Saturday, I broadcasted the fact that this is a test on the people. It is. They want to see how far they can go with the people. Well, before I knew it, friends, we had a national outlet, a respected one, talking about the same thing, how they're testing the people. Okay? Notice what matters to government, friends. What matters to government is the crisis that garners them more control, where they can wield more control over its subjects. If it works for we the people, you don't hear a peep about it. Why? Because they're not working for we the people. They're working for a global initiative. Oh, you think that's crazy? A coronavirus planetary martial law drill to establish world government. Are we seeing that? Yes, we are. China, Denmark, the UK, Europe, now America. Boy, oh boy, isn't that crazy? And again, I want you to keep in mind, this is the same government in America that's talking about, well, we're doing this for the safety and the security of the American people. But also keep in mind, these are the same people putting in dangerous chemicals into airplanes and spraying it over the populations through chemtrails in America today. And the elements that they put in vaccinations that are harmful, friends, are you kidding me? Looking out for the good of who? No, looking out, let's say it for what it is. They're looking out for their special interest groups. They're looking out for those partners in crime where they can force them to their buddies or to their prospective business, right, or their bureaucracies that they have created so they can make a whole lot of money off the stupidity of those subjects that believed them in the first place. That's what's happening. That's what's happening in so many different ways. That's what's happening. Forced vaccinations. Wow. Friends, I would go through some of this sudden infant death syndrome. Up to 60% of the immune system destroyed through vaccinations. There are no safe vaccinations. ADD. Which, by the way, is created. Just ask the founder. He said it's a fictitious disease. It is. Chronic ear infections, allergies, asthma, autism, death, diabetes, meningitis, polio, seizures, SBS, and S or SIDS are caused by adverse reactions to vaccinations and vaccine poisons. Mandatory vaccinations? Wow. Weren't we just talking about this last week, friends? Interesting that we were. What were we doing talking about all those things anyways? Look at the things that they have in these things. Folks, the Bible says not to mix blood. In other words, you're not supposed to be taking vaccinations. And by the way, am I stomping on the feet of Big Pharma? If it's unlawful and they've been found committing crimes by putting things inside of vaccinations that shouldn't be there in the first place, you know I am. You know I am. I'm indemnifying myself, friends, through the truth because there's a lot of ignorant people out there. There's unexpected vaccination dangers. But your government is talking about testing. The President of the United States of America already has a task force concerning coronavirus. Okay. Get your flu shots. Look at the side effects of these flu shots. Look at the side effects. Folks, you can watch a television program. You can walk through a gas station. Or you can eat. And now it's your pump, by the way, these little TVs. Or you can go into a grocery store. Or you can go into a restaurant. There's televisions everywhere. You ever see these new drugs that they're putting out to help a certain symptom in your body? And for 45 seconds out of a minute commercial, they're sitting there talking about the dangers of the side effects. It's not like they're not telling you. It's the same thing on a pack of cigarettes. They tell you the dangers of smoking, but the sheep will buy them anyways. So you hear the pros and cons of all of this stuff. There is... You know, if I had my friend Diane on the phone right now, she could probably pronounce some of these names. And it's not that I'm stupid, but you know what? You get a bunch of guys sitting around creating words where they don't even sound right. There's no syllables to them. They're so broken up with the spelling, it's almost like, really? Did you know that if there's it contained in vaccinations, antifreeze, polysorbate, potassium chloride, potassium glutamate, tributyl phosphate, neomycin sulfate, I can barely see it, microorganisms, mercury. Whoa, really? Oh, getting those good feelings, huh? That mercury that spills out into your body over time, what does that cause? Yep, now we're finding out about that too, aren't we, friends? They have all the answers. Nope, the resolve is in the Word of God. Outside of it, we get in trouble, and that's exactly... Hey, folks, just like the woman that had the issue of blood, she gave all that she had to the physicians, right? And she had nothing left until she ran into the Lord God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and she was instantaneously healed. I believe it. I'm a believer. Latex rubber. Uh-oh. I'm looking at all of this stuff right now. It's insanity. Insanity. And people line up their kids. You know, my son wants to be a Navy SEAL. He did a little homework on the vaccinations. It's my understanding they shoot him up over 30 times. Really? Maybe that explains all this suicide that's going on. Who knows? You know, right? Just not playing the fool, that's all. Ugh. This is live radio. You have overseas, Piers Morgan blasts the stupidity of British people still going to concerts in marathons. Folks, you're going to find more than not are just ignoring these liars because that's all they do is lie. What do liars do, friends? They lie. What are they doing today? They're lying. They're creating hysteria. They love it. It's how they keep you controlled. This is how they corral you in. In many cases. Again, I'm just going across the boards. I can just go on to... I'm over here now looking at some more of this. Vaccination stuff. Forced vaccinations in Denmark. Again, forced vaccinations in Denmark. Donald Trump. Many are afraid that he's going to call for martial law. He can go ahead and call whatever he wants to call. It has no bearing on me and my family whatsoever. Sending military out into the streets. We have, by the way, to highlight something else that they're doing right now, we have cities trying to mandate the shutdown of gun sales, ammunition sales, shutting down liquor stores and restaurants. Were they receiving that authority? I just need to know. In Illinois, we have a mayor who grants herself power to ban guns during coronavirus pandemic. You know what's happening, friends, when they're doing that? Instantaneously, it backfires. America, stay awake. Stay awake. We'll get to our topic tomorrow. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.